96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And the Tuesday Newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this wet Tuesday morning, 7:21, just under half an inch in the rain gauge here at the studio. And very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State Associate Athletic Director for External Operations and Marketing, Brett McLaughlin, and also Assistant Director for Athletic Development, Jason Santangelo, as the big Emporia State Summer Classic Golf Tournament is near. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good today. Jason, hello.
Ron, how we doing?
Doing good. Well, we're getting the rain out of the way, fellas, so you can have a big day coming up on Friday. And Jason, raising money for Emporia State Athletics, it's a big day coming up on Friday. Do you have any openings left?
Yeah, we have a few openings, and I haven't had a chance to talk with Brett after yesterday's, enrollment date. I know we had a few teams sign up, but I'm sure we have a few more openings. And with a little bit of rain today and tomorrow and the nice day on Friday, we look to have a lot of fun and some low scores. Greens will be nice and soft.
Yes, yeah, sunny and 78 on Friday, Brett. You ordered it up right.
You know, I guess I did. I got to try to get the rain out of the way. And I was thinking about it yesterday. It seems like every year, rain comes through during this golf tournament week, but by the time we hit Friday, it should be good and nice for us, and just a fun day to be out there.
Well, what a way to kick off the Memorial Day holiday weekend, a big Friday day of golf with your friends and of course, raising money for Emporia State Athletics. Brett, tell us, when do things start, and how can we get registered if we haven't done so already?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be Friday at 9:00 a.m. is our shotgun start. So we'll get together. We'll start hitting the course at 9 a.m. Registration starts at 8, so you can come on out if you want to get checked in, get your player bag, and then you can hit the you can do some practice putting. You can hit the range, whatever you want to do. We'll get back together at 9 and get started. If you want to register, it's really easy. Just go to esuhornets.com and click tickets. And you'll see our registration page right there for the golf tournament. And you can get signed up for your team or as an individual.
All right. Well, Brett, what's the cost to participate?
For a team, it's $600. An individual is $150. So $600 for the team. That will get you, you know, your the course and cart fees. That will get you a player gift bag that has some balls, some koozies, a polo, and a couple other goodies. That will get you lunch, drinks, and that will include all of your hole games and a team mulligan ball that will come one ball for the team.
So how does that work? How does a mulligan ball exactly work, Brett?
So, you'll get that one ball each hole. You can use it one time if you would like to. But, if you heard last time, once you use it, if you lose it, then it's gone. So you got to be very careful and very crafty in the way you use it, because you want to be able to keep it for all 18 holes. But if you knock it in the woods and you can't find it, then you're out of mulligan.
Yeah, just... This brings up memories of my mother sewing my mittens to my coat so I wouldn't lose them. That's kind of the way that we look at that. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know if they'd ever want me to be the one on that ball.
All right, so the big ESU Athletic Summer Classic Golf Tournament Friday at the Emporia Golf Course. It's a 9 o'clock shotgun start. Registration starts at 8. Jason, let's talk about the reason for the golf tournament and how important this fundraising venture is for ESU Athletics.
Well, thanks, Ron. At the end of the day, it is a fundraiser. We use this golf tournament in a twofold. One, to raise much-needed funds for our student-athletes and the athletic department at Emporia State. But two, as some PR, this is a great chance for our coaches, our student-athletes, athletic staff, to get out and really develop some camaraderie with their fans, the alumni, the community, the people that support them on and off their practice and competition facilities. It's an amazing, beginning to a Memorial Day weekend, an awesome way to wrap up the academic year and the athletic seasons, and it's a way for us to say thank you and really get out there and shake hands and talk about the vision of the future. There's a lot of exciting things going on in Emporia State as a whole, and through the athletic department, and we are just as grateful as anybody for the people that support us.
Well, let's cut through the chase. We hear over and over and over again, you know, how competitive the MIAA is, probably the top NCAA Division II conference in the USA, and scholarship dollars are vital to be competitive, Jason, correct?
You're exactly right. We've heard it, the MIAA compared to the SEC of Division I, and I don't think they're far off thinking that. And when it comes to facilities and scholarship dollars, it takes a lot to be competitive in this conference. It takes a lot to be competitive in the nation. And universities that take priority of that, that take responsibility, and that goes along with their alumni and the fans, the family, the community, everybody in general. But collegiate athletics can do a lot for communities. It can do a lot for college campus. It is essentially the rally cry of your alumni across the nation. Whether you are a student athlete or not, it gives you something to be proud of. We've had such amazing private support over the years. The university has been tremendous in the past, and we want to keep growing and keep giving our student athletes a wonderful experience. We want our community to have an awesome experience when they come to our contests. And we want the traditional student bodies that are on campus to be proud and to give them something to come and wear their black and gold and cheer on the people that are representing them as well.
Now, some people may be thinking, hey, wasn't there an auction involved with this golf tournament in years past? And they would be correct. There is, though, going to be an auction, just not in the spring, right, Jason?
That's correct, yep. We had typically partnered up these two events. We'd have the auction on the Thursday night before the golf tournament, typically this Thursday and Friday coming up. But we're going to do two standalone events. So this Friday is the golf tournament. And then we moved the auction last year, COVID-related reasons. We moved it to August, and it was a tremendous turnout. People loved the idea of making it a little bit later into the summer and having a kickoff to the school year, having our student-athletes back and being able to celebrate what's coming instead of what was going. So this year, Friday, August 12th, we'll have a standalone event for our athletic auction. It'll be held at the auditorium downtown, and then following the auction, for everybody that's there, we were having Howl at the Moon out of Kansas City. They have a traveling group called Howl to Go. They're going to come down, and they're going to do a three-hour dueling piano, electric guitar, percussion, all the singing you can, just a grand party after the event. It's going to be a lot of fun, Ron, and I hope we definitely get to see you there again.
You know, dueling pianos and electric guitars. You are going all out, I'll tell you. Should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
It'll be a lot of fun.
But the Emporia State Athletic Summer Classic Golf Tournament is this Friday. Brett, once again, how can we get signed up for this big day coming up on Friday?
Yep, just simply go to the athletic website, esuhornets.com, and click on tickets there. Or, you can just call our office, and we can get you squared away, too. That's 620-341-5354. Call us or go online, esuhornets.com, click tickets, and you can get signed up, and we'll get you into the tournament.
Gentlemen, anything else we need to add?
Nothing on my end. I hope to see a lot of people there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Yeah. Thanks for everybody that supports us over the years.
All right, Jason, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brett, thanks. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right, Emporia State Associate Athletic Director for External Operations and Marketing, Brett McLaughlin, and Assistant Director for Athletic Development, Jason Santangelo, on our primetime newsmaker here this morning. Scott?
What a lot of fun that is, and what a great tournament that is for a number of reasons, but helping out the student athletes, man, that's a big time deal. Jones Aquatic Center Supervisor Jennifer Wagner tomorrow previewing the opening weekend and the upcoming season of the Jones Aquatic Center. That is, we talk about Memorial Day weekend being the unofficial start of summer. You kick off the Jones Aquatic Center, that's the unofficial start of summer too, right?
There you go. You got something going on when we have that happening. All right, our newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. It is 7:31, rain 54 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Emporia residents are reminded, city offices will be closed Monday, May 30th, and observe.